open statement, you know, it's always a heated, contested game against them. They're so well coached, disciplined. You know, they've had our number in terms of just being able to finish out games in the past. I think that's the one thing that they've probably done in the past. If you look at the history since I've been coaching against Coach Cohn, I think that, take this game out, I think the average is like a 4-3 point differential. It's unbelievable how close all these games have been. So, you know, I'm really happy for the players. You know, we had, you know, we were able to play, I think, 11 guys. And I told our team right now, I think, you know, there's nobody you couldn't play, you know. So, and but we're, you know, probably gonna have to get the rotation down to 10, you know, 11 tops. So we're gonna have, you know, three guys not play. Then you're gonna have some other guys that probably won't play as much. You know, so it's, a lot of this is gonna have to be, you know, guys really kind of buying in to the style of play and kind of buying into, you know, maybe playing, you know, playing less minutes, you know, to be honest with you. You know, I think if we can do that, I feel really good about what we can do. I think the strength of our team is our depth. That's the strength of our team. You know, obviously Walt was sensational tonight. He was outstanding. He played like a veteran player. Jonas Harper was terrific. You know, we were led by those two guys, and everybody else did a good job chipping in. I think Nevin in the second half making a couple baskets gave us a lift. And then I think, you know, Damon Tate had great minutes, and Anthony Morales had really good minutes for us as well. You know, Otto came in, played almost 11 minutes and did a good job, you know. And so, you know, I think everybody, you know, Miles Brewster played the point the whole game, and, you know, he had 6 assists in the game. Didn't score, but he had 6 assists and played tough. You know, Malcolm had a couple of possessions that helped us. I think everybody kind of chipped in, you know. You know, CJ had some good looks, didn't make them, but he had some good looks, you know. So, you know, I feel good about our team.
Telford for Northeastern, a big game for him tonight.
Yeah, he's terrific. He's really hard to guard, you know. No matter what you say, you know, the other thing, he made 3 threes, so that was the big thing. He got a 2 on, you know, a tip ball and offensive rebound tip, and he got 2 of those then. But if he makes 3 threes in a game on top of his other skill set, he's pretty tough. He's just big and strong, and he can get the spots on the floor. He can post up. He can hurt you in a lot of different ways. He's a really good player.
Ethan didn't get any minutes tonight. Was there anything specific about that, or was it just kind
of? No, just a coach's decision. You know, he's battling some things physically, and we just felt like it was best to, you know, to not to push it. You know, give him another day. You know, where he feel really good about where he's going. He's going to be a big part of us.
Three players from last season's team, you bring in 3 freshmen. How do you integrate them into the lineup?
Yeah, that's a great question. One, obviously, we're kind of a veteran team, you know, so, you know, Nevin is the equivalent of a super senior. He's been in college for 5 years. Walt's been in college for 6 years. Fletcher's been in college for 5 years. Jonah's been in college for 5 years. Ethan's been in college for 4. Damon, 4. I mean, these are older guys, veteran guys that have been through a lot. And I'll tell you what, man, the freshmen have really impressed me because, you know, if we didn't have as much depth, they could all play a role. They may have a harder time playing a role with so much depth this year, but all those guys have shown that they could play. Like Otto right now could easily be your third big. Nico didn't play, and he could easily have played in this game. Now, he might not have played a ton of minutes, but he could have played. So, you know, those guys are going to have to keep their heads up and keep working. And as they're improving, you know, they're going to have to – that's the whole thing is how, you know, how do you handle things mentally when you're not playing? And sometimes, like this, that might have been the first time Nico didn't play in a game. Think about that. You don't get in a game for the first time in your life. It's like it blows your mind. Max Mahoney, you guys don't know who that is probably, but Max Mahoney is pretty much a legend here, was an unbelievable player. And in the second game of his freshman year, I didn't play him 1 minute. And in his speech, he mentioned that, you know, that how far he came. I didn't remember that he didn't play. But that's what happens when you're a freshman. You're just learning. But you know, those guys, they just need to be ready. I don't know how it's going to end up going, but they're talented enough to get into rotation if they perform. They are talented enough.
About halfway through the first half, Houston went on a 17-3 run. How were you able to get the team back on track?
So when they went on a 17-3 run?
Yeah, you guys were up 22-10.
Yeah. And it's early in the year. Like, it's just early, man. Like, you know, you watch games on TV and you just see, you see mistakes. You see, like, it's going to happen. Like, I wasn't kind of caught up in the score, to be honest with you, because I just know, like, you know, I didn't call timeout. I probably could have, but I didn't, because I just felt like you're going to have to go through this, man. Like, it's just, you know, and I just felt like there was so much time left in the game. I wasn't going to get overly, you know, I wasn't going to, like, if that happened 5 games from now, I probably would have been a little more like, okay, bring them in, let's time it. But the first game of the season, you get to just, you know, I just kind of wanted them to kind of just go play it out. Let's get some more subs in. Let's just keep the pace going. You know, I think we got to continue to learn and grow. And I kind of expected it to kind of look haphazard at times, to be honest with you. It's going to look like that early.
Speaking of areas of growth, through a very tough non-conference schedule that you guys have coming up, what are you most looking for out of your guys as you gear up for Patriots League play?
Well, like tonight, we had 11 turnovers. Our game goal is 10. And I would say, like, one of the things that I would say is, can we keep that turnover down, that number down? Because when you turn the ball over against UConn, that's 2 points. So you can't turn the ball over. We've got to kind of learn how to play with pressure on us, because they're, you know, now it's going to take a whole nother level, you know, the way they play. So it's going to be very similar, but it's going to be harder now. Hopefully Ethan's playing. That'll help us a little bit. But we've got to be able to get ourselves into offense. Because there were the big chunks of the game we couldn't even run offense the way we like to run offense, because they were taking away passes and, you know, they were kind of making you do some things that you're not comfortable doing. And in the first games of the season, that's going to throw you for a loop, because you're used to practicing a certain way, and then you go play the game and, okay, we can't kind of play the game the way that we practice every day, because we don't deny passes. So now they're denying passes, like, all right, we got to cut, we got to move. You know, the way we play, we just let you reverse it and then we get into stuff. So, you know, that would be one thing, is like, you have to learn how to play against different styles. And then can you continue to be able to be effective when they're making you play a little differently? And tonight, you know, for a good chunk of the game, you know, they were able to take us out of our offense. You know, Walt made some shots. That's basically what happened. He had 18 at halftime. He made some shots. It made the game a lot easier for everyone.
Obviously, last year with Javonte and Suk, you got a lot of a two-man game going. Tonight, not as much. Is that something where it's a personnel decision, or is that what you prefer to coach?
Yeah, we're not. You know, we are not last year's team. You know, this team has more depth, more experienced depth, same guys, but now they're a year older. Everybody's better. Like, everyone on my roster got better. That's the thing that I feel the best about in this program, is that guys get better and guys develop. And you can see the development in our guys. Like, they've really worked hard on getting better. So this year's team has more depth. And I think we could be more dangerous because of that. But it's going to, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy, you know, when you're playing 10, 11 guys. It's harder. It's harder for me to figure out, all right, who should be in. You play 11 dudes, like, all right, you know, who should be in, who deserves to be in. You know, with 8 minutes to go in the game, you're looking at it, you're going, all right, I know who I want to finish with. But right now, you know, the game is teetering, you know, who's, you know, and so those are things we're going to have to figure out, you know. But I think this team could be a little more dangerous, just because we have more guys that can hurt you. But that has to get developed. Last year was easy. Like, I just had to get the ball to Javonte, or I had to get the ball to Suk. You know, we got the ball to those guys in spots where they were effective, and they, you know, but I thought it limited the development of our other guys because they didn't get a chance to really have the ball in major opportunities. Those guys, I think they probably scored half the points last year. But they were
47.4%.
How much?
47.4%.
And so they scored half the points almost. And if you look at their effectiveness, Javonte was the best player in the country from 15 feet, and Soup was the best player in the country from 1 foot now. Why wouldn't you give those guys the ball? You know, that's how effective they were. But you know, even before I got here, BU has always had really talented teams, a lot of depth. And it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, we were better than we were last year. It wouldn't surprise me. It's not going to be easy, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I certainly think the depth was tested in this one with a lot of guys getting into some foul trouble, particularly
yes.
the big guys. Do you chalk that up mainly as the physicality of a rivalry game earlier in the season, or what would you suppose could be fixed?
I think our guys have to learn how to play physical without fouling. I think that is an issue for us. But I like that. You know, I'd rather have that than have some soft dudes up front. But Malcolm and Nevin, particular, you know, Otto's going to foul just because he's young and these guys are stronger than him. You know, these guys are, you know, Daugherty's a fifth or sixth year guy. Otto's a freshman. He's 18. Yeah, he's going to get pounded. You know, Nevin pounds him every day. You know, so his fouls are going to happen, but Malcolm and Nevin have to learn because they both guys. They'll foul you every play. If that was allowed, they would foul you every play. That's how they play. So they have to learn how to move their feet without fouling. That doesn't surprise. Honestly, before the game started, we were like, all right, we got to be Otto's got to be ready to go because those guys are gonna foul. Now they got to learn from it.
What's the mentality going forward, celebrating like a big opening night rivalry win, but also knowing it's a long season?
Yeah, I think I don't know how the guys will be, you know. I know how I am. I'm not someone that gets too up about wins, you know. My mind has gone to all right, what do we need to do better, and then we got to get ready for Friday. That's where my head's at. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know. But I don't really celebrate wins. I've just never been that guy, you know, as a coach. You know, players, I hope that they enjoy it. You know, I do hope that they understand it's a long year. It's one game, and although we should feel good about what we did, we got to get better. You know, I would think, you know, we're a veteran team. I would think they would realize that and come back on Wednesday kind of ready to go and get being excited to play a top 25 team, 30 team, whatever Connecticut's going to be. That's really exciting. To be able to do that, and we've had some success in the past playing major college teams, and you know, let's go see where we are. But good questions, guys. Really good question.
Walt, before the game, or just now, I just told you it's the first game of your sixth year, and you hit a career high 6 3-pointers. Can you just talk about what it means to be at BU and to start off your final year with a victory?
It feels really good. I felt like, you know, this summer we had a really good summer. We worked out really hard for 6 weeks, and we kind of set our foundation there, and that's kind of how we've been building off that each and every practice. And I feel like, you know, today we got to show what we've been working on as a group, and I feel like we got the job done. We executed the game plan and we played hard, and that's kind of what our motto is for the year. Kind of our identity is a hard hat team. Like we get things done on both ends of the floor. We guard well. We could both score the ball as well and keep the defense honest. So, you know, this is going to be a great season, I feel like.
Good question.
Larger than usual crowd today. How did that help you guys on the court?
I feel like they provide a lot of energy for the gym. But our group, we already had a game plan coming in. Like, this is how we're going to play, regardless if there's 10,000 people there or zero. Like, this is who we are. This is how we play every day. This is how we play every day in practice. We play hard. We scrap. We fight. That's how we play.
Big offensive performance for you, obviously. Do you feel more pressure to perform offensively with Javonte and Suk out, or are you thinking more in terms of trying to spread the ball around and get other guys involved?
I feel like just trying to play within how we play as a team. Everybody's gonna you know thrive in their role, and I just feel like we have a great group of guys that come in every day, and you know it's a lot of opportunity out here, and you know our team takes advantage of that. We definitely miss those guys. Like, those are our guys. Like, we played with them for 4 or 5 years, some of us. So you know, we're just trying to play hard and fill those gaps, and I think we're doing a really good job of that right now. And we have to keep building on it. It's just one game, and this is gonna be a long season. So each and every game is gonna be a battle. So I just felt like this was a good test for us. Northeastern is a good team. Since I've been here, we only beat them once. So you know, it was a good win for us.
Obviously, a hot start in the first half. What's going on in your head, like, you have such a hot hand?
You know, next shot, you know, just my mind said, regardless of my mission or making it, like, I feel like the next one's going to drop. So that's kind of my mindset each and every game. And that's kind of how we work out. You know, our coach Quinn, I've worked out with him since I've been here. And that's kind of all we've harped on, is just don't worry about the one you made. Don't worry about the one you missed. The next one's going in. Your mindset, how are you approaching the next shot? And I feel like it's spreading throughout the team. You know, we have the utmost confidence in each and every one of our guys to hit shots and make plays. So I'm excited.
And I noticed that there was a very large turnover differential between the two teams. What were you guys doing to help disrupt Northeastern on the defensive side of the ball?
We chart this one stat in practice called 50-50 balls, like, you know, tips, you know, just trying to get deflections. And that's kind of how we are. That's our identity. Like, we just got to scrap. Like, we're going to have to scrap to win. You know, we can't just win off talent each and every game. That doesn't work all the time. That's not how you win championships. You win championships on the defensive end, and I feel like this is how we play every day. And we scrap, and we get deflections, and that's kind of what we've been harping on all game. And they threw the ball. They were trying to hit the ball inside in the post. Like, they like to drive the ball. They're a strong team. So, you know, we got to have active hands and get deflections.
How does it feel to get to play with Nevin? Obviously, he was out for pretty much all of last year, so you know, it's good for him to get back on. How was that? How did you feel the chemistry was?
Yeah, I played with Nevin the summer he committed here. He's from Connecticut, so we played a lot. We got to play pickup together. He's a really good player, really good low post scorer, very unselfish, plays the right way, he's tough. So he fits right our mold. Like, that's our identity, toughness, and he's that. Like, he's the toughest guy on the court. Set hard screens, don't roll hard, don't rebound, be tough, be physical. So he fits right in. Perfect piece.
How does the Knights game help you guys going forward with, you know, some really tough non-conference matchups against UConn and then Notre Dame, and then it's a Patriot League play?
Yeah, it's a good start, because Northeastern's a good team. Like, they always come in ready to play. And it's definitely a good start for us to have, because they play like a lot of high major teams. They, you know, they spread the floor out. You know, they try to deny passes. Try to make it tough for you on the offensive end. So it's gonna definitely prepare us for some good games coming up. So I'm excited, ready to go. Appreciate that. All righty, thank you.